Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to r/AmItheButthole, where stupid people on the internet can't work out if they're in the wrong or not, so me and you do it for them. Am I the butthole for refusing to share my pregnant wife's diet? I, a 27-year-old man, am a nutritionist and fitness trainer. My 23-year-old wife is a stay-at-home wife. She's now 5 months pregnant. My mum came to our home to help my wife out, as she is having a difficult pregnancy. She's being made to eat only green leafy vegetables, other veggies, rice, Indian flatbread, lentils, and curd. My mum makes bland food for her, since she's unable to keep anything down. My mum is also very strict about her not eating too many oils, sweets, junk, etc. I make separate food, containing meat, eggs, milk, spices, etc. for myself and my mum. Now me and my mum do the household chores, since my wife is unable to do anything due to severe nausea, bloating, and acidity. My wife has started to feel bad, because she's stuck eating bland food while we eat spice food containing meat. I try consoling her by telling her that it's just for 4 more months, but she said since she's likely to have a C-section, she'll not be allowed to have anything but bland food for 2 months more at least. My mum said she'll have to eat it for longer than that, as eating spicy and non-vegetarian food is bad for nursing women. My wife then told me she wants me to give her company by eating the same food as her. I refused because I prefer animal protein over plant protein. I, however, told her that I'd stop eating junk foods, sweets, etc. She's now mad at me, saying that I'm selfish for not even sacrificing my current food habits for her. So, am I the butthole? Okay, but seriously, guys, where do I even begin with this one? There's just so much to unpack. I've always presumed that a pregnant woman normally decides what she wants to eat, and it's not forced upon her by her boyfriend or her boyfriend's mum. Clearly I'm wrong there. I'm not a nutritionist and this guy is, so he must be doing something right. But in all seriousness though, not changing your diet to accommodate your pregnant wife is actually mental. Yes, clearly OP is the butthole. Let's move on. Now moving on to our next post. Am I the butthole for choosing to work at home when my Zoom meetings annoy my husband? My employer has given the employees the choice of working at home or going into the office. Personally, I feel that it's safer to stay at home, given what's still going on, and it's about half and half of my co-workers who've decided to stay home or go to the office. The problem and conflict is that I often have 2 or 3 1-hour Zoom meetings per day. I use headphones, but I do talk during part of them. I close the door, but the noise bothers my husband, who's in the other room. He's also at home all day since he's unemployed. He keeps telling me that I'm selfish to stay at home and bother him when I could choose to go work in the office, and he says that I'm just too lazy to go to the office and waves off my health concerns as paranoid. I do feel guilty because he gets really upset by the noise and says that it's hard for him to focus on stuff he's reading when he hears me talking. Am I wrong? Should I go into the office a few days a week? Now, I have had quite a few comments telling me that I should tell my husband to look for a job, but he told me he doesn't want to until COVID is over, which is a bit weird since he says that I'm paranoid about it. Overall, he makes me feel guilty a lot, which is why I came on here. Lately, he's been getting upset that our place isn't clean enough. We don't sleep in the same room, but he comes in and inspects my room every day. And today, he was upset about the noise again. What a bloke. That is my conclusion. Not only is your husband clearly the butthole in this story, and you obviously are not OP, but also, leave that man when you can. And I've got a plan. Come and live with me, because I don't make any noise when I record. Honestly, if my family got annoyed by my noise, I'd have been out of this house about 2 years ago. That is for sure. I am an extremely loud person, especially when I'm recording. So, yeah, accommodate your wife who's working, by the way, but who cares about that? Yeah, honestly, just get rid of the bloke. Am I the butthole for getting annoyed with my friend's vegan boyfriend? On Sunday, my friend and her boyfriend came over for a roast dinner. Now, roast dinner, for those of you losers that are outside of the UK, is beef, Yorkshire puddings, roast potatoes, veg, and gravy. And by the way, must I say, yes, I must, it's lovely. If you haven't tried it and you're in another country, it's delicious. My friend's boyfriend is a vegan, and I thought that this would be a fun challenge. Now, making a roast is a lot of work, but I didn't want meat eaters to miss out for one vegan, so I made two completely different dinners. I researched the best possible way to make a vegan version that's still yummy for him. I spent a fortune on the vegan alternatives. I didn't mind though, as I invited them over and was game for a new cooking challenge. Anyway, I served the dinners feeling pretty proud of myself, and the boyfriend didn't even mention the meal, just said thanks at the end. Now, I was a little bit miffed that he overlooked the work that I put into his dinner, but whatever. Anyway, I made a non-vegan and vegan dessert, a large creme brulee, and for him, a chocolate pudding thing that was vegan. I also had chocolate sour, etc., which were not vegan, and I offered coffees. The boyfriend asked for a coffee with regular milk, as he fancied a treat. Now, I must have pulled a face, there's no way that I didn't, and I said, okay. See, I'm really angry at this point, considering the effort I went to respect his diet requirements. I return with coffees, and he is scoffing my part of the creme brulee, leaving me with his vegan desserts. I said, that wasn't vegan, and he went, eh, doesn't matter. Now, I kind of lost my head at this point, and pointed out how rude it was of him to ask for his dinner to be 100% vegan, as far as not cooking potatoes in certain things, and how I went above and beyond trying to make his meal pleasant for him, to throw it in my face. He laughed and said, chill, it's not that big of a deal. Anyway, he thinks I'm a huge butthole, and his girlfriend, my friend, is conflicted and in an awkward position. If I've been the butthole, I'd apologize to clear the air for my friend, but I feel that he should. Oh, and by the way, a little edit at the end here. So when OP initially first invited them for dinner, my friend said that her boyfriend was a vegan and gave me his number. He texted to say please no mixing, etc. of meats and animal produce, but then he does that. Wow. All right, let me just caveat what I'm about to say by first of all saying I have nothing against vegans or anyone that has a different or, you know, abnormal sort of diet. That's completely fine. But if you're like pushing that diet onto somebody else and knowing that that's going to make them change their plans or, you know, their recipes and make them put more effort into the dinner, then you go to that dinner and you don't even care about it and you just eat whatever you want anyway. That is so disrespectful. That is crazy. It's just sad as well because clearly like OP has actually enjoyed putting the effort into making a meal specifically for you. And then you just throw it back in her face and just scoff her creme brulee in front of her? Why?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now for our next post. Am I the butthole for refusing to babysit my sister's kids any further after her son lied to her about me? My sister is a single mother with two children, an 11 and a 7-year-old. The 7-year-old is a boy, while the other is a girl. Now, she works a lot and doesn't have a lot of money to afford babysitting, so I started watching her kids for her for free. There was an incident one day where the 7-year-old had gotten mad at me because I wouldn't let him jump on the couch. I explained to him that he could get hurt, and he threw a tantrum, which was normal. It's what young kids do. Well, around the time my sister gets home, he starts suddenly bawling his eyes out and running towards her. I'm confused, as he was just fine a second ago, but followed behind him to greet her. He immediately starts on a rant about how I had a man in the house, and how neither him or his sister had eaten at all that day. Now, my sister was rightfully fuming and started asking questions. I shook my head, said he was lying, and that she had cameras, so he should probably just sit down and watch them. She said no, and that I needed to go before she called the police. So I left. A few hours later, she calls me and apologizes, saying she watched the footage and saw no man enter the house at all, and that she'd seen that her son had refused to eat the dinner I made them. She asked when could I come by next, as she hoped I understood the misunderstanding, but I said I'd no longer be babysitting for her. She said that he's just 7, and that kids lie all the time. But I still refused. We went back and forth over the phone insulting each other, and that was that. Now, my mother thinks I'm being ridiculous for being mad at a kid, but it's more than that. I could have gotten in trouble if the police had shown up and he was saying what he said. So, am I the butthole? Yeah, this one is actually quite tough. I don't really know. I mean, you're not the butthole, right? First of all, because, you know, it's a pretty horrible thing that's happened to you. But then again, is the seven-year-old, is it really his fault? Like, he's only seven. We've all done bad things when we were kids. I can remember lying about stupid stuff when I was seven. Maybe not as stupid and complex as this, to be fair. I mean, what a lie he's made up is really brilliant to see. And I really admire his invention. But it's not, like, the worst thing, is it? He's only seven. He doesn't really have much common sense yet, clearly. He'll get more understanding as he gets older. And yeah, it was just a weird thing to say at the time, but he's seven. I think easiest way to deal with this is just, you know, have a little break, tell the kid he's stupid, maybe don't give him any food for a week, and then come back and do some more babysitting. Simple answer, really. Now for our next post. Am I the butthole for refusing to give up my seat on a flight to a person who has a guide dog and is visiting a family member in hospital due to the fact that I have a dog allergy? I won't be going into specifics in this story since I'd rather avoid being identified. I have a severe dog allergy. I can have varying degrees of severity when it comes to my reactions when I'm exposed to dogs. In short, being in a closed environment with a dog is out of the question. Earlier today, I was boarding my flight with my friends, since we're all going on vacation together. As I'm boarding, I find that one of the passengers is boarding with a golden retriever, with a guide dog vest on it. I want to make it clear that I'm not questioning whether this was a guide dog or not. This was also a fairly small plane, since the flight would only take around an hour. As mentioned, I cannot be in a confined space with a dog. I told one of the flight attendants my concerns, since I could have potentially ended up in hospital if I had to fly with this dog. The flight attendant informed the woman with the dog, who goes into hysterics, saying that she is visiting a sick family member and can't afford to miss her flight. Now, I'm not sure how sick the family member in question was or is. Yeah, to be honest, mate, that's not that important. You shouldn't have said that. Wow. The flight attendant asked if I'd be willing to miss this flight and catch the next one that would be leaving in around 2 hours. I was offered a seat in first class if I was willing to do this. I said that unfortunately I wouldn't be able to do this since I'd paid for my vacation. Due to the size of the plane, the dog wouldn't be able to go in the holds. The woman started insulting my character, saying that I was heartless for putting my vacation over her sick family member. Yeah, she's got a very good point there, my friend. So, I got on the plane and sat with my friends. As I did this, a woman in a nearby seat told me that she wanted to inform me that I am the biggest idiot that I've ever met. I didn't respond, since I didn't want to cause a confrontation. Now, my friends haven't said I'm in the wrong, but they have kept making sarcastic jokes about the situation. So, am I the butthole? Let me just think about that for a second. Yes. Yes, you are, my friend. Well, not my friend. I wouldn't be mates with you. You just are. Okay, look, first of all, you're the only one on that plane who has a problem with a dog being on board. Look, nothing you can do about it, fine, but it is like your issue. It's no one else's issue. And that woman not only needs her guide dog, of course, but she's also traveling to something much more important than you. If anyone's gonna miss their flight, it's gonna have to be you here, mate. It really has to. Now, second of all, you're being offered an upgrade, a first class flight in 2 hours' time. It's your issue in the first, again, it's your issue, right? You have to take that flight, and ultimately, I think you should have been forced to take it. You're the one that's stopping her from getting on the plane. Nobody else cares. And I get that you have your reason, but yeah, you should be the one that's forced to miss the flight, not her. That is crazy. Wow. And now for our final post of this episode. Am I the butthole for refusing to give my daughter her room back? I'm a father of two. Natalie, age 24, and Jonathan, age 17. Jonathan had mobility issues throughout his childhood, and it got worse as he grew up. He became a full-time wheelchair user 2 years ago after he had a serious accident that left him in a worse state than he was before. Natalie moved out for college at the age of 18 and then moved in with her now ex-boyfriend. Now, I need to mention that because Natalie is my oldest, she had the bigger room in the house. Jonathan had the smaller room, which was fine by him, but now it's different. With the major changes in his life and needing a wheelchair to move around, I've considered moving him into Natalie's old room that she hasn't used in years. I first called her to let her know, and she gave me the green light to go ahead and do what's best for her brother and make his life easier. I renovated it and added things in to accommodate Jonathan's needs, and it costs money. Remember, that was almost 2 years ago. A few days ago, Natalie called, saying she had a huge fight with her now ex, after she caught him with someone and was staying at the hotel. We talked a little, and she asked me to empty her bedroom and move Jonathan back to his old room because she wanted hers back, and said it'd be cool if her mum and I prepare it for when she moves in with us. I was taken aback completely. I said I can't move Jonathan out since he needs the room. I explained he needs the space to move freely, but she said it's her room no matter how many years she's been away from it. I called her unreasonable and reminded her that she said I could give the room to Jonathan, but she said she wants it and expects to have it back now. We went back and forth on this issue, and I refused to give it back to her. She threw a fit, saying I should be supporting her and giving her shelter in this hard time. And I replied that I know she's struggling and she's welcome to come, but the room was off limits. She got more upset, saying I was favouring Jonathan over her, and got my wife feeling guilty, saying she'll be staying at the hotel till we tell her her room was ready for her, which I declined to do and said she could just stay there then. This morning, I found out my wife's been sending her money to pay for her hotel stay, and she's been telling the family that I'm keeping her out of the house. In my defense, I told them Natalie wants the room, but Jonathan needs it, and I already spent money on renovating it. Yeah, this one is extremely simple. I mean, ultimately, if you own the house, OP, you can do whatever you want with the rooms anyway. And yeah, maybe Natalie wants the room back, but it's not really her room, it's your house. And by the way, Jonathan needs the space. Like, come on, clearly your daughter is just, you know, a little bit messed up, has no common sense, screwed in the head, very, very selfish and ignorant. I don't know, just insert any of those phrases there and it probably works for her. My God, I mean, look, your brother is disabled and in a wheelchair and you want your old room back that has been renovated to cater to him and all his needs. It's very, very crazy. Once again, I feel like I'm saying crazy after every single one of these posts, but this one especially. How stupid are you, Natalie? You stupid f***. Right. Can I say that? I can, because she is one. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/AmITheButthole. If you are new to the channel and you want to see more videos like this, check out this one that I did not that long ago, and also subscribe, because just letting you know, I've got a very special video coming up tomorrow that you're not going to want to miss. All right, see you there.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.